In Micah chapter 5, we find verse 5, it says, "This man shall be the peace, when the Assyrian shall come into our land, and when he shall tread in our palaces. Then shall we raise against him 7 shepherds and 8 principal men." I just want to think this morning a little bit about the Prince of Peace, the peace that comes, the peace that passes all understanding, the Lord Jesus Christ, and how that the world may have things that, you know, in the wisdom of the world, we may accumulate things, we may accumulate power, we may have influence. There's a lot of things that we may have, but sadly, the thing that's missing in the world is peace. The peace whenever any situation comes, the peace that passes all understanding, the peace that says, "It is well with my soul." And so, beloved, I trust that you have experienced the peace of surrendering your life to Jesus Christ, and the peace that comes with no longer being concerned about all the things of this world, and just leaving these things on the altar before the Lord. And that peace is such a testimony to those that they may have things, and they may have power, and they may have influence, and they may have all those things that the world seeks after. But you know what's missing is peace. We don't need, beloved, we don't need guns to defend ourselves. We don't need insurance companies to back us up. We don't need lawyers to sue others. All we really need is the Prince of Peace. And so I hope you're encouraged and you think about that today, that he is our peace. He shall be the peace. And that's what I liked about this verse. He shall be the peace. No matter what happens, here in this verse it says, "The Assyrian shall come into our land, and he shall tread in our palaces." So what might go on? What might happen here? You know, we as time goes on, we approach the end times, and things get more and more difficult and more troubling and so on. And, you know, is there a day when the stranger will come and walk right in our own houses? And yet it says that Jesus Christ is our peace. So may he be our peace today and every day until we have a glorious reuniting with our bridegroom. So I just hope you're encouraged in that. Now, if you would like to leave a message for the Fountain of Life, for the ministry here, you can go ahead and use mailbox 99 and leave your message. Thank you, and God bless you.